You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has introduced legislation that would see random roadside drug testing beginning in 2023. Police would use saliva testing to check for the presence of drugs in a driver's system, and if the test detects any, the driver will be fined and stopped from driving for a minimum of 12 hours. I spoke to Carly Mercier, the Policy and Advocacy Manager of the New Zealand Drug Foundation, about how this new legislation will work. What does this new legislation mean? Would it be carried out in a similar way to roadside alcohol testing?
It will. So basically it introduces a compulsory roadside, what they call an oral fluid test, which is a lovely name. So an officer, police officer, would be able to stop you and administer a test at any time without need to suspect that you were impaired. Currently they need to suspect you're impaired before they can do a test. And you'd be given a fluid test. So if you failed two of those, you'd get an infringement offence, which basically means you get a fine, a little bit like with a drug driving infringement offence, and some demerit points.
Is this method of drug testing reliable? Has it been tested in New Zealand before?
I mean, reliable was an interesting one. So we believe the science behind the tests is quite flawed. So there's a high false positive and false negative rate. So you might be found to have drugs in your system when you didn't, or you might actually be driving impaired from drugs and it doesn't catch you. But for us, the even worse thing is that it doesn't show impairment. It's a presence-based test. So with alcohol, for example, if you are... if you've drunk alcohol, the more you've drunk, the higher your level will show on the test and the more likely you are to be impaired. And there's pretty good science showing that, you know, a certain level of alcohol in the blood shows a certain level of impairment. And that's not the case with these tests for drugs. It's very hard to actually show a correlation or really direct correlation between what you've consumed and how impaired you are, partly because the science isn't great on it, but also partly because when you use drugs... It depends how you've used them and when you've used them and what you've used and what you've used in combination with other things as to actually how impaired you are. So, for example, if you look at the case of THC, which is the active component of cannabis, one study showed that if you use regularly, which I think is around 8% of the adult population uses it regularly, you might actually still get a positive test for THC 6 days after the last use. So, you know, you've used it 6 days ago, you're not impaired when you're on the roads, and yet you may still be pinged by this test. And then obviously with medicinal cannabis patients, that's also a concern. So we know that more than 200,000 people use cannabis medicinally each year in New Zealand. If you're using that but in a responsible way and not driving while you're impaired, you may still actually be pinged under this new test.
So the Drug Foundation has made their position clear during the public submissions for this legislation. What recommendations did you guys make, and do you feel as though you've been listened to?
I think in some respects we've been listened to because they have made sure that they haven't put criminal penalties on people. So they've moderated the impact of the law by, for example, making sure there's two tests rather than just one, so that people won't be caught out as often. So the law is not as bad as it could have been. But what we would have much preferred to see is if we were going to go the saliva testing route, where the science isn't yet that great, we would have liked to see that if someone had a positive test, that was then followed up with an actual impairment test, because there are impairment tests that you can do, and they currently do impairment tests, sort of roadside stuff. You walk in a straight line, put your finger in your nose, that kind of thing. We'd like to see that if you're going to go with a presence-based test for drugs, then you follow that up with an actual impairment test. And the other thing we asked for in our submission was that they put some money into researching an actual impairment test that's easy, cheap. Maybe it's a technological device, I don't know exactly, but we wanted to, I think in the long run, we'd like to see all impaired drivers on the road actually not driving. We don't want people driving from drugs or alcohol or prescription medications or because they're tired or sick if they're impaired. And we'd like to be testing for impairment rather than just presence of drugs. And I think there must be a technological solution to that they can come up with. Just needs a bit of time and research. So yeah, that's our dream. That's our dream scenario in the future. And in the meantime, this law comes in in a year's time. So it's not in yet, but you know, I guess the message to people out there is to just be really mindful that you might be caught for things that you haven't very recently used.
So do you think that if we were having this conversation about encouraging more research into this roadside drug testing, do you think if we had this conversation prior to the cannabis referendum in 2020 that more people would feel confident voting in favour?
I don't know. I think that was a little bit of a red herring that people kept bringing up drug driving when we were talking about the cannabis referendum, because you know, the research from overseas is that people don't actually drug drive more after cannabis is legalised. Use rates don't necessarily go up and drug driving doesn't go up. So it's not really relevant in a way as to whether cannabis is legal or not. So alcohol is legal and we test for that on the roads. But I think some people were worried about drug driving anyway and voted no for that reason, but not necessarily logically, if that makes sense.
Awesome. Carly Mercier from the New Zealand Drug Foundation, thank you so much for speaking to me today.
My pleasure.
That was Carly Mercier, Policy and Advocacy Manager for the New Zealand Drug Foundation. The New Zealand Drug Foundation will also be running a drug check-in clinic this afternoon from 4 to 7pm at Albert Park here in Auckland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.